after having come through all those 90 days of the Paschal Mystery, mostly being instructed by John, can you sense the difference when we come to hear our Lord's instruction in the Synoptic Gospels? And particularly today, when we have this beautiful text from Sirach as well, there are these texts reach into our hearts to purify us and to challenge us and to look. Huh? To keep the law is a great oblation. And he who observes the commandments sacrifices a peace offering. And of course then the Psalm 50, which is the classic psalm expression of this, is the psalm we have today. In a generous spirit, pay homage to the Lord. Be not sparing of free will gifts. With each contribution, show a cheerful countenance and pay your tithes in a spirit of joy. Give to the Most High as He has given to you, generously, according to your means. For the Lord is one who always repays. Think about that. The Lord is one who always repays. And here, in Sirach, He will give back to you sevenfold. Jesus is going to say a hundredfold. But offer no bribes. These He does not accept. I write a check for $5 million, you know, to build a new campus or something, or a building on the Catholic University campus or Notre Dame campus. And I expect to be treated well by God. And He says, wait a second, look at your heart. You're not going to buy my favor. I want you to do that because that's your vocation. You've got a lot of money, you know, use it to spread the kingdom. But don't try to buy my favor for two reasons. One, it's degrading to you. And B, you already have my favor. Just talk to me. What do you want? In the gospel, we have the same kind of a theme today. Peter says, we've given up everything and followed you. Now, to understand this text, we have to pray to have our Lord Jesus' perspective on existence. You see, He knows humanity. He's one of us. He knows that we need food and clothes. We need some kind of shelter. But more than that, we need brothers and sisters. You know, we need people close to us. We need all these things, you see. So Peter says, look, we gave up everything. Jesus says, I promise you that no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake, and Mark adds, and for the sake of the gospel. You just don't give it up. You give it up for Jesus. You give it up to preach the gospel, whether you preach it in a Carmelite convent or wherever you do it. No one who's done this who will not receive 100 times more in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. Only Mark adds that too. And eternal life in the age to come. For many, and then he used this line that Mark puts here, but our Lord uses several times in the gospel. Many that are first will be last, and the last will be first. So these poor guys walking around with no house, no wife, no money, no nothing, they're the last. No, they're not. They're the first. If they're doing it, like Sirach says, you know, with a deep, good heart. Now, the occupational hazard is you get used to this and you're just doing it. See, and what this text calls us to is to recover a vision of human life. It's normal to have a house. Notice Mark doesn't mention wife. Luke will. But if you've given up your house and everything else and your children, probably don't have a wife either. And Luke's explicit about that. You see, when he says 100 times, houses, brothers, sisters, notice he doesn't say father. Because you've got one father and he's plenty. But it's a vision of life. How important is the gospel? My friends, it's everything. It's everything. The news that we're free of the mess we live in, we're free of the darkness, the fear, the sin, we're free of it. That's what he died for. And that we are going to be eternally with God. Kept alive, in existence, for eternity, by the direct presence of the Trinitarian life in us, body and soul. That's the gospel. Your sins, they're forgiven. Turn around, serve God, love each other. Keep going, they're forgiven, don't worry about that. Well, I keep on sinning. They will be forgiven too. And if you need some fixing up when you die, well, there's a place for that. But you're on your way to eternal life. That's the gospel. And this is a promise. It's a promise for every one of us. Some are called to do this. You know, when I teach this text in class, I always say, you know, my vocation has had me travel a lot in the world. I go all over the place, and I preach. It used to be a great adventure. Now that I'm getting a little bit older, it's not quite so adventurous. But I cannot remember the last time I've landed at an airport and had to take a taxi. I've got hundreds of brothers and sisters, and it's amazing. I never have to take a cab and then say, why wind up at the door, low, I'm Father Francis Martin, I'm supposed to preach. I never have to do that. I miss them, because I don't travel as much as I used to, which is good too. This is fulfilled. And that's the point. It's fulfilled as a promise to everybody of eternal life. Eternal life. That's the perspective. You know, as Sirach said, don't try to bribe God. You know, I'll do all this stuff and then you got to come through. No. He'll come through. Don't worry about that. Question is, do we love him enough to really follow him? In whatever way he calls us. That's the question. And so we have to listen to that part. I'm thinking of people I know. Somebody the other day was talking to me. She said, she's a housewife. She said, I turned to the Lord and I wanted to pray. And Jesus said to me, you have my undivided attention. That's nice, isn't it? Isn't that already part of the hundredfold? Brothers and sisters, don't forget, I'm your brother. And I'm always present to you. And you turn to me, you have my undivided attention. I'm not distracted listening to you. The secret to this text is below all that. It's the beginning of eternal life. It's intimacy. Intimacy with Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, who loves us with a human affection. And in there, no matter what else happens, we wind up in prison camp, beat up and so forth, we still have 100-fold brothers and sisters and houses. Because we have Jesus.